Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on this Labor Day Monday on 720 WGN. So the kids are back in school. Summer is fading, and that means hockey season is right around the corner. Chicago Blackhawks training camp is right on Sunday, September 15th. Preseason game is on Tuesday the 18th. John McDonough is the man behind it all. He's the president and CEO and one of the finest sports organizations in America, and he's joining us this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. It's Labor Day. Are you throwing something on the grill later, or you let the kids and grandkids handle those duties now?
You know, just going to relax a little bit. We've got a pretty heavy schedule coming up, and had a big weekend. I was in South Bend for the Notre Dame game and had some family activities yesterday, so we're looking forward to it.
Very cool. Very cool. In just 13 days, the Hawks are back on the ice for training camp. I really can't believe it's that time of year already.
Gone fast, you know, especially since our season ended early in April. So we're really anticipating getting off to a fast start this year, giving some young players an opportunity. And maybe last season was a wake-up call we needed a little bit, but we realized that the bar is set high and expectations are ratcheted up.
Hey, John, it's Andy over here. You never want to miss the playoffs, obviously, but with some of the older players that are part of this core, did it help them to have a little bit of a summer off and then get that feeling back and say, okay, listen, we're ready to go here, and I can't wait to get to training camp?
Good morning, Andy. First of all, good to hear your voice. I hear you on the White Sox broadcast. You do a terrific job.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're very excited. You know, when we talk about the core, I think sometimes that's a little bit overused. The core is every player on a roster. You know, it could potentially be your seventh defenseman or your 13th forward or your backup goalie. So I think everybody has to contribute. So, you know, we're very excited. I think our good players have to step it up a little bit, and everybody's going to contribute this year.
Preseason starts on the 18th. The first official game of the season is Sunday, October 1st, 4th. Excuse me. First home game of the regular season is the 7th. But this year, the Blackhawks will be competing in this year's Winter Classic, and that's going to be at Notre Dame Stadium. That's pretty cool.
That's very exciting. It's very exciting. I probably put a little bit more emphasis on the games that we play indoors, but we're going to play at Notre Dame, and probably around 75, 80,000 people. The atmosphere this weekend, again, in South Bend was absolutely magical. So I'm excited. Great matchup. Chicago Blackhawks, Boston Bruins, Notre Dame, New Year's Day. It doesn't get any better than that.
Not at all.
Yeah, we're very excited about it and grateful to the NHL for choosing us again.
I assume that experience never really gets old. I mean, you guys have been around the Winter Classic and the Stadium Series and those kind of games that are outdoors that are a little more unique.
You're absolutely right, Andy, but we have to play a little bit better. We beat the Penguins here at Soldier Field a few years ago. We haven't had a lot of luck in these outdoor games, so I think it's time that we get into the win column in one of these games, so we're looking forward to it. But it's great. It's a national stage. It's a huge event. It's something that our fans and our players and our staff and everybody looks forward to.
John, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I want to touch upon something very special that's coming up. It's a humanitarian award that's being named in your honor that you're getting this month from your elementary school and Northwest Side Parish community you grew up in that you and I have in common, and that's St. Juliana Parish.
Yeah, very exciting. I was notified about 2 months ago that they were going to bestow this upon me. I was humbled, and I wonder if, Dave, you get to a certain age where they run out of people to honor, so they finally say, okay, now it's your turn. Growing up in Edison Park was nothing short of idyllic. Going to St. Juliana, graduating from St. Juliana, still going to Mass on a pretty regular basis there is very important to me, and to receive this award, it's a highlight of my life.
You know, and for us as well, for you to be there, I'm going to read just a little bit and share this with our listeners, John, but the John McDonough Humanitarian Award recognizes individuals that demonstrate significant leadership, moral integrity, spiritual commitment to Catholic values and principles, and extraordinary service through charitable giving. You've always promoted in your entire career, John, such positive change to inspire others, to support organizations that have achieved genuine results. You've continually shown leadership through your own charitable giving and involvement in the community, and you're truly one of the finest men I know. So giving in so many ways, and you bring that level of professionalism to one of the best run teams in American sports.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Dave. I appreciate that, and I've really enjoyed our relationship over the years, and having the chance to grow up in Edison Park and go to St. Julian and go to Notre Dame, it's been a terrific foundation for, you know, what's given me an opportunity to have a nice career in professional sports and interact with thousands and thousands of people and get a chance to work for two great organizations. So, you know, I probably give Edison Park and St. Julian and Notre Dame most of the credit for that.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And almost 40 years doing what you love, you know, between the Sting, the Cubs, and the Hawks in Chicago sports. I don't think you can beat that, my friend.
Yeah, you had to put a number to that, didn't you, Dave? That was very, very important for you. Yeah, oh, 39 years to be exact, but it's been a wonderful career, and I'm very, very, very fortunate. I don't take any of this for granted.
Very cool. Well, Chicago Blackhawks training camp is right around the corner. It's on Sunday, September 15th. First preseason game is on Tuesday, the 18th. For tickets, simply visit NHL.com/Blackhawks, and you can listen to the games this season on the flagship station of the Hawks, and that's right here on WGN. If you want to be there when John McDonough is honored at St. Juliana Parish in Chicago, you can visit stjuliana.org for details. John, thanks for taking some time this morning, and happy Labor Day to you and your family.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it. Andy, same to you.
Right back at you, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, news is coming up next on 720 WGN.